What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Have you guys heard about the Bubba theory? We have to talk about the Bubba emails. This video is going to be incredibly inappropriate, definitely not safe for work. But if you've ever wondered why Donald Trump is so uniquely squirmish surrounding the Epstein files, then watch this video until the end. Because every time he's asked about the files, it's not like when he's asked about policy and he just word vomits, showing that he clearly knows nothing. Whenever he's asked about the Epstein files, he's like a rat who puts himself in a corner and he's immediately defensive. He says, "Are we still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?" Last night, he yelled at a reporter, told her to shut up twice because she asked if he's ever going to release the files. He gets very defensive, and it's because anyone, any reasonable person, can intuit that his close friendship with Jeffrey Epstein was a little bit more than a close friendship. The man who, throughout his entire career, has abused power dynamics and bragged about grabbing women or walking into dressing rooms may have had a little bit more than just a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. And as more and more emails come out, we know that Donald Trump knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing. I mean, we've known that Trump has known, but seeing Jeffrey Epstein confirm it is a little bit different. Remember, Trump openly said in 2003 that Jeffrey Epstein likes girls on the younger side. This was after the whole Mar-a-Lago grooming incident happened. So we know that Trump knew, but I want to run you through these emails, including the Bubba theory. This one is wildly absurd. And I'm not sure I truly believe what they're saying in these emails. Now, the emails are real. These have been confirmed. These are all real. What happened is the Democrat House Oversight Committee, the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a few emails. And in response, Republicans said, "Oh, yeah, you need the full context." So they released a tranche of over 23,000 emails. And those emails made the entire situation worse. They're all real. They're all confirmed. In this email, I'll let you guys decide what you think, but I think they're being rather tongue-in-cheek, no pun intended. Wally Rashid says, "Jeffrey Epstein asked his brother, Mark Epstein, whether Putin has photos of Trump blowing Bubba, which is Bill Clinton's nickname." And it's an email between Mark Epstein, Mark L. Epstein, and Jeffrey E. Epstein, which is jeeevacation@gmail.com. This was on 2018, in March of 2018. And it starts from the bottom. Mark Epstein says, "How are you doing? A while back, you mentioned that you were pre-diabetic. Has anything changed with that? What is your boy Donald 2 up now?" And then Jeffrey Epstein says, "All good, Bannon with me." Mark says, "Ask him if Putin has the photos of Trump blowing Bubba," insinuating that Putin has leverage over Donald Trump, and it's Trump blowing Bubba. There are photos of it. Now, this is a little bit too far-fetched. I mean, the idea that Vladimir Putin has photos of two U.S. presidents engaging in a sexual act. I believe they're just being tongue-in-cheek here. Again, no pun intended, but you can believe what you want. You and your boy Donnie can make a remake of the movie Get Hard. Okay, so they're clearly joking here. "I'd rather be in Donnie D's shoes. Don't you mean Donnie T?" So they're making like a joke thread here. But number one, this is not all entirely fiction. Here's why. In emails from 2015, Michael Wolff and Jeffrey Epstein were having conversations about how they could blackmail Donald Trump, how they have leverage over him. Now, it wasn't these photos they were talking about, but it was about the fact that if Trump publicly said he had never been to the island or the estate or on the plane, Epstein could come out and say, "Well, he has been on the plane to the estate. I believe he has been on the island." So they legitimately had leverage. And the internet firestorm over this, oh Lord, Charles Gregory said, "Suddenly, the dance makes so much more sense. Hashtag Trump, hashtag MAGA, hashtag Bubba. Boston Smalls, MAGA. Kamala Harris, blue guys to get to the top, also MAGA. Who cares if Trump blew a guy named Bubba who may be Bill Clinton?" Again, I'm not really someone who believes conspiracy theories and crazy stuff. I think they were being tongue-in-cheek, but these memes are funny. Wu-Tang is for the children said, "Bro, He's not going to blow you like Bubba, because these Trump supporters are saying, breaking news, President Trump just stepped off Air Force One in Florida. 47 is a machine, likely has calls and meetings. The machine they're talking about is an old, decrepit man who can barely walk down the stairs who might have been blowing a guy named Bubba. Oh, I'm joking. But Bubba Trump, this is not a real Time magazine cover, not a real cover, but they made this with AI or something like that. Kind of funny. Slazek says, of course, Bubba here can refer to anyone. It just so happens that the name was mentioned five other times in the files, and every single time it referred to Bill Clinton. It says here, Hillary and the co-president, Bubba, boom. It says Bubba Clinton is the first to be exposed. I mean, Bill Clinton was mentioned as well, but not even as many times as Donald Trump. Donald Trump then, on his Air Force One ride, just continues to melt down. In this clip, he's talking about an MRI scan that he had. Something is deeply unwell with our old president.
Did we denuclearize?
Mr. President, could you tell us why you needed to get an MRI? I understand that the results were good, but what was it for?
Because it's part of my physical. Getting an MRI is very standard. Well, you think I shouldn't have it? Other people got it.
Typically, an MRI.
No. We're not saying you shouldn't get an MRI. We're saying that the sentence before that shouldn't be an MRI is incredibly standard. It's standard if there's a problem that you're trying to diagnose, for example, but an MRI isn't a part of a standard routine checkup.
An MRI. Here's what the story is. I had an MRI. The doctor said it was the best result he has ever seen as a doctor. That's it. But I had an MRI as part of my standard yearly, or every, I think they do it every 2 years, but I have the physical every year, and the result was outstanding.
Was it your brain?
Did you know? I have no idea what they analyzed, but whatever they analyzed it well.
What? She said, was it your brain? Was it your heart? He said, I have no idea what they analyzed. Donald Trump then shushed a reporter. He legitimately like screamed at a reporter who asked a simple question about Jeffrey Epstein, which again leads to what I said at the beginning. Have you ever wondered why Trump is so uniquely squirmish about this situation? Usually, Donald Trump's word vomits indicate a lack of knowledge about a topic. When he's asked about the economy or about tariffs, he vomits some random shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But with this, it's always a really angry, bitter. I mean, this photo just signifies his entire presidency. You know what I just noticed? Donald Trump is sitting in this photo, standing in this photo, pointing at a reporter, yelling at her about the Epstein files. You can see the makeup on his hand right here. If you zoom in, you can see the makeup on his hand from his health deterioration. You can see where the makeup on his face ends and where his actual skin tone begins. I mean, just imagine, he's like really pale all the time. And I'm not saying I'm not pale, but I don't cover it up with orange makeup. He's pale. His face is very, very white and pale, and he covers it up with this orange bronzer or whatever it is. Then his hair is slicked back, whatever. But like the makeup on his hand that matches the skin tone of his hair, or the skin tone of his face and his hair, it's all just so incredibly absurd. And again, he's yelling at a reporter because the reporter asked him about the Epstein files. Trump, 79, then admits he has no idea why he needed an MRI. President Trump appeared to have little to no understanding of why he underwent an MRI scan during his medical checkup last month, only telling reporters that it was like the best. It was the best in the world. That is such a perfect encapsulation of the way he speaks about everything. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand why he got an MRI, what it was for, what the purpose was. All he said that, he said, quote, the doctor said it was the best result he has ever seen as a doctor. Really? The doctor said to you, you know, this is the best result I have ever seen as a doctor. That is, there's just no shot. How is our president just making up the words of other people? He continued, I have the physical every year and the result was outstanding. Someone asked, is it on your brain or heart? He says, I have no idea what they analyzed, but whatever they analyzed it well. And they said it was as good a result as they've ever seen. This is our infantile, dumbass president, all of the time saying stuff like this. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.